Good afternoon, Eastern Washington and fellow Patriots. This is Matt Shea, and welcome to Patriot Radio, broadcasting live from deep inside the heart of the future Liberty State, brought to you once again by On Fire Ministries in the legacy of Dr. Stan Monteith, bringing you the story behind the story and the news behind the news. It's not about right or left. It's about right and wrong. Better hope not being a man, but in Jesus Christ, about not ending in prayer, but moving to action. And about the gospel of the kingdom, Isaiah 61, 1 through 4. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me because the Lord anointed me to bring good news to the humble. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim release to captives and freedom to prisoners, to proclaim the favorable year of the Lord, the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all who mourn, to grant those who mourn in Zion, giving them a garland instead of ashes, the oil of gladness instead of mourning, a cloak of praise instead of a disheartened spirit. So they will be called oaks of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he may be glorified. Then they will rebuild the ancient ruins. They will raise up the former devastations, and they will repair the ruined cities, the desolations of many generations. A promise in there, in addition to action. And been very interesting listening to different pastors out there talk about the current situation we're in this country and what Christians should do. And I want to summarize it, and I want to take you back to August 20th, 1776, when three great Americans, Benjamin Franklin, John Adams, and Thomas Jefferson, by the way, the same committee appointed by the Continental Congress to draft the Declaration of Independence, same committee, was also given the responsibility to come up with a national seal. As part of that national seal, they decided in the first draft that there should be a picture of Pharaoh's army being drowned in the Red Sea, with Moses looking on as the Lord delivered the Israelites from tyranny. And around the outside of the seal was the following motto: rebellion to tyrants is obedience to God. Put another way, obedience to tyrants is rebellion to God. Very fascinating that the founding fathers, when they put this together, a lot of the founding pastors believed this. They preached it in their sermons. It was never an issue of we need to obey government at all costs. We need to have unlimited submission. That was never an issue for the founding pastors. Why is it an issue today? Obedience to tyrants is rebellion to God. Obedience to tyrants is rebellion to God. Comes from our very first national seal. Could you have imagined if Moses had obeyed the tyrant Pharaoh? Could you imagine if Jesus had obeyed the tyrants from Rome? He'd obeyed the tyrants of the Pharisees. This is a very simple issue for us today in America. We know what is right. There's so much coming out about the different issues that we're facing, particularly vaccinations. So many issues. But we have, right now, an opportunity as Americans just to say we are not going to obey tyrants. We're going to obey God rather than man. We're not going to pretend. We're not going to cover up things. We are not going to make the easy choice, the easy way out, the compromise of position that has marked so many people today. We are going to obey God rather than man. Now, a lot of people will say, well, isn't that kind of harsh to people who have already got the vaccination? Oh, I love people, even if they've got the vaccination. But our job as watchmen on the wall is to tell people about what is actually happening. Well, what about the people that have gone along? Well, they're making a choice to go along with an existing system that is not from the Lord, that is actually in rebellion to God. And as for me and my family, we choose to follow the Lord. The question is tonight for every family in America, every family here in the American Readout, will you choose to follow the Lord? Especially with what is happening in the world today, where so much can happen so quickly. And God is positioning people. He's moving people. Are we willing to accept his anointing? Because the anointing costs everything. Think about this. When Abraham was anointed by the Lord, it cost him his home. Are we willing to give up our homes today? When Moses got the anointing of the Lord, it cost him his position. Are we willing to give up our position today, our titles even? When Peter was called by the Lord and anointed, he had to give up his job. Are we willing to give up our jobs today to follow Jesus? And Jesus Christ himself gave up his life. The anointing will cost us everything. Are we ready to do that? Are we ready to follow God with that kind of fervor, that kind of zeal, where we give everything to God? And it's very interesting. In the kingdom, everything is exactly the opposite the way it is in the world. So let me give you an example of this. When somebody says, please, we say thank you. That is in the world, but it's actually the opposite. In the kingdom, we say thank you, Jesus. Now, please, will you multiply the loaves, right? Just like he did. And so in this sense, we give up everything to Christ. The rest then follows. We stop seeking position. We give up all of those things. And all of a sudden, he places us in position. We give up our homes. He gives us a better home. If we're prepared to give up our lives, those who lose their lives, find them. We give up our lives, we find our lives. We gain them. We need to have this kingdom mindset in the time that we're going into. And I'm going to get into a lot of this today. But remember, as I talk about these things, this is not, there's no fear here. This is what is happening. How can we see from a kingdom mindset in each one of these things? And I'm going to talk about a biblical worldview, as I always do, on each one of these things in the news. Coming to us first on your daily intelligence briefing. On the international front, Pastor Artur Pulaski, who we had on this show, of the Street Church in the Cave of Adullam in Calgary, Alberta, Canada, had an appeals court conclude that the pastor who was ordered by a lower court to recite the government's COVID-19 narrative whenever he spoke on the topic now is free to criticize the actions of the government. So the lower court said that he must recite the government's narrative. By the way, that is the definition of tyranny, by the way. Shutting down, for example, our representative government, our houses, to our elected representatives because of a whim, that also is definition of tyranny. It happened back then in the revolution. With him, this court now said, yes, you can actually have free speech. As if the court determines, any court determines what free speech is. We get our rights from God, not from a court, not from the Constitution. The Constitution protects those things. The courts are actually supposed to protect those things. But the original intent of the Founding Fathers was that the judiciary was the weakest branch. Now, I know this is in Canada, but this applies to America. The Founding Fathers' interpretation was that the judiciary was the weakest branch, and it only applied, its opinions only applied to the parties of a case. It didn't apply broadly to everybody else. That came later, actually, through a socialist move in America, through Harvard Law School particularly, and the development of what is called case law, where in law school now they don't even teach the Constitution directly like we should. They teach case law. Too many times, I think, we have this, oh, we'll let these black-robed philosopher kings take care. That's not what the Constitution says. It's not what the Tennessee Founding Fathers was. And by the way, it is not the Christian approach to these things. Biblical worldview says that God has very clear laws that he wrote into Scripture and he wrote into nature, the law of nature and the law of nature's God, and that we need to discover those things, but they exist and they're immutable. They don't disappear over time. So the idea that they have now given permission for this pastor to speak is just ludicrous, but at least they had the right decision. Now, coming to us from Ford Observer and other sources as well on the ground, I want to talk about this right now. So there is a huge issue brewing with Russia and China, and I want to go through this so everybody is on the same sheet of music. Today, most people are kind of ignoring the buildup that is occurring in Russia. So here's the very short synopsis of what has happened. The Belarusians, so Belarus, are allied with Russia, and there's the attempt by Putin to create a neo-Soviet state. There's a bunch behind that, that it has ties to the Orthodox Church in the sense of he's using members in the Orthodox Church, the Russian Orthodox Church, to kind of bring this forward as a new Russian empire, and this is part of it. Now, most people know, but if you don't, during the Soviet Union, virtually all of the leaders in the Orthodox Church were confirmed KGB agents, and there are many different examples of this, and I'm talking the major leaders, not all the leaders and not all the priests, were confirmed KGB agents and had been co-opted by the KGB, and there's a huge split that happened between the Confessing Church and the State Church in 1963 over this issue where the KGB tried to co-opt the churches. And it wasn't just the Orthodox Church. They had KGB agents that had infiltrated the Protestant churches as well. All right. So this new move, Belarus, the Belarusians, are on the side of Putin. So what they did is they took Islamic migrants, and they put them on the border with Poland and tried to foment unrest on the Polish border. There is also concern on the Latvian border, the Estonian border, and the Lithuanian borders, the Baltic states, which are north of Poland. And what that has resulted in is 300,000 Russian troops staged across the southern and western fronts. So let me tell you what that means. So the Western military district, about 150,000 troops, bordering, okay, through Belarus, the Baltic states of Poland, and then 150,000 troops in the southern district, which is bordering Ukraine. Why are they doing this right now? Why did they arrest Saakashvili down in Georgia right now? Because in Georgia, which is in the southern part of Russia, that is one of the strategic entry points into the Russian state. The other is through Ukraine and Poland. And so what they're trying to do is shore up their fronts right now. Most analysts suspect that China is going to do something against Taiwan in the very near future. And when that happens, then the Russians will do something very likely against Ukraine. There are increased reports on the ground of shelling and gunfire. This is from eyewitnesses on the ground that are within about a half hour of the border with Russia in Ukraine. Okay, so we're getting eyewitness reports of this increased activity that's happening. Last summer, the Russians moved a whole bunch of tanks and other mechanized vehicles to the border, then staged them and left. Now those are being, we call in the military, the term is falling in on those machines, falling in on those vehicles. The troops are coming there now and they're falling in on these, and it is creating a huge issue with the rest of Europe. Now, the Germans have reached out. The Polish have reached out. Romania has reached out. And there is, surprisingly, but actually it's very encouraging, a united voice now in Europe saying this is wrong what the Russians are doing. And there is a request and some moves being made that is saying that, hey, United Kingdom, send troops. Hey, United States, send troops. And that is actually happening right now. So as we look at what is going on in the world, a bunch of things could happen all at one time. That's the enemy's plan. We come against that in Jesus' name. Where the Chinese go against Taiwan, then the Russians move against Ukraine, then the Iranians and the Israelis have some sort of war in the Middle East. Now, remember, last was almost a year and a half ago now. One of the analysts that came on, Jack Decker, talked about how if you start seeing these things happen in the fomenting of war, particularly in the Middle East, that there will be a period of time where then suddenly the United States will suffer a dramatic cyber or perhaps even an EMP attack to take our grid down here. So we're seeing these things ramp up right now. And if you don't know about Forward Observer, I really highly recommend it. Fantastic intelligence source. They put together some great things. But the bottom line is, from all our sources on the ground are corroborating analysis that is also happening, that the Russians, the Chinese, are moving forward right now. And we need to understand that the Chinese, when they say things, are actually considering virtually every aspect of life a avenue of warfare. So trade is warfare. Medicine is warfare. And they wrote this actually in a book called Unrestricted Warfare. It's written by two Chinese colonels. You can go read it. Recommend you read starting about page 35, and you can see all of the different things that they call warfare. One of the things that the Chinese have just done, and this is coming to us again as analysis from the folks at Forward Observer. Chinese officials are threatening economic and financial reprisals over a U.S. bill that would enable better U.S. competition with China because it has some Buy American goods. So this is a bipartisan bill. The Chinese are saying, hey, look, economic and financial reprisals will happen. Now, there's some people out there, I think they're really naive when they say stuff like this. Well, China would never cut the economic ties with the United States. This is just not true. They killed over 60 million of their own people, okay? They're willing to go to the mat on certain things. And so disrupting the supply chains with the United States is one of them, which they are already doing. One case of COVID, they shut a port down. It's a major port. I think it was the third largest in China. that exports to the United States, and it disrupts supply chains across the board. Now, moving to the national front, part of what is happening is this new Omicron variant. Just stop making stuff up, guys. Just stop it. Omicron variant. So that in South Africa, they're calling it a very mild thing. But apparently there's all this hubbub here in the United States about it. Some Republicans are calling it the, quote, midterm election variant, end quote. That was Representative Ronnie Jackson, Republican from Texas, because they want to try to use this as an excuse for more lockdowns, which Fauci came forward the other day very publicly and said, hey, we're going to put these back on the table. It's just a control mechanism. And I think we all know that. But the problem they have now, this coming to us from Populist Press, is from the New England Journal of Medicine, there is now a bombshell on COVID natural immunity. Reinfections had 90% lower odds of resulting in hospitalization or death than primary infections. So 4 reinfections were severe enough to lead to acute care hospitalization, none led to hospitalization in an ICU, and none ended in death. Reinfections were rare and were generally mild, perhaps because of the primed immune system after the primary infection. Natural immunity. This coming again from the New England Journal of Medicine, very well respected. Natural immunity for a person who has already had a primary infection. The risk of having a severe infection is only approximately 1% of the risk of a previously uninfected person having a severe primary infection. Natural immunity is better than the vaccine. I want you to hear this again. Natural immunity is better than the vaccine according to these statistics from the New England Journal of Medicine and according to what was just put out the other day about the effectiveness of the vaccines from the CEO of one of those companies. This is their own numbers. They can argue with their own numbers. So why on earth would the Department of Defense, this coming to us from the New American, reject Oklahoma's request for a National Guard vax exemption? Why would they do that? And here's the quote. Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby said that while National Guardsmen, of course, can choose to forego a shot, such a decision would be putting at jeopardy your ability to stay in the National Guard. So this really has nothing to do with the vaccine. It has to do with weakening intentionally our military readiness right on the eve of a potential war. Everybody, I want you to hear what I just said. It has nothing to do with stopping a disease. This has to do with control. It has to do with weakening our military readiness right on the eve of a potential war regarding China, regarding Russia, regarding Iran. That is what this has to do with. They are intentionally weakening our military. There is no reason to do this when natural immunity is shown by the New England Journal of Medicine to be far more effective. Why would you not instead say, if you really cared about the readiness of the military in the United States of America, why would you not say, you know, we're going to test people for antibodies for COVID due to natural immunity, and that will count because it's far more effective, and we want to keep our military at the highest state of readiness? A great question for the Department of Defense. All right. Also coming to us from Populist Press on the national front. FAA accidentally leaked Epstein's private flight records. See them. What? So you could actually load the records? Contained data on 2,300 flights among 4 private jets registered to Epstein between 1998 and 2020. Most of them had appeared in insider searchable database of all known Epstein flights. Check it out. Just the news here. He didn't kill himself. All right, so next. On the national front from Breitbart, Twitter bans sharing photos and videos without consent. So the new CEO apparently wanted to make a big step after replacing Jack Dorsey. The platform has banned the sharing of any images or videos of people without their explicit consent. The far-left company stated the misuse of private media can affect everyone, but can have a disproportionate effect on women, activists, dissidents, and members of minority communities. So are you saying that a dissident that is in a crowd of people who's filming that would need the consent of every member of the crowd? How does that help dissidents? Of course it doesn't. This is about censorship. Once again. All right. Coming to us from WorldNet Daily on the national front, explosion leaves mysterious crater in New York. Terror suspected. How many of you heard about this? An explosion that left behind a crater on the shores of Long Island has sparked concerns of potential terrorism. A 4 foot wide, by the way, this is whatever this was very large. 4 foot wide, 2 feet deep crater was allegedly created by an illegal explosion on the north side of Fox Island, detonated by an unspecified device. Could it be possible that elements in this country serving either the jihadis or the communists, trained by foreign agents, could be practicing the detonation of explosives in the United States? Could be. Thank you, WorldNet Daily, for that. That's fantastic. Reporting that they're actually getting stuff out that we're missing. Whew. All right. The last thing that I want to talk about is being wise about who is really whom in the days ahead and discernment. On the local front, there are some people that are holding themselves out to be Republicans, but they are not. Republicans who are listed in meeting minutes with the Indivisible Valley Progressives, a Marxist organization, conspiring to unelect conservatives and patriots, that wouldn't be on the side of the Constitution and liberty. People who support Marxists, who are pro-vax, who are pro-mask, pro-lockdown, pro-mandate, that consider themselves to be Republicans, but they support this, those are not Republicans, okay? They just aren't. And so you can go look at the endorsement list of J.J. Johnson, and you can find out who the fake Republicans are. And there's a groundswell right now that is coming against rhinos across this country. That is also happening here locally. But from a spiritual perspective, the discernment point is anyone that would support Marxists or people who would strip away our God-given unalienable rights, those people are choosing to be part and party with evil. And therefore, as Christians, we still love them. We'll pray for them. We'll have open arms when their eyes are wide open, but we don't need to support them or associate with them. We've got to understand that there are forces at work here among establishment Republicans who are more detrimental to this country than people that would label themselves Democrats. And from a Christian perspective, again, obedience to tyrants is rebellion to God. God has called us to stand against that in this time. And that's the briefing. Remember, the antidote to dependency and socialism is to be a God-fearing, self-reliant, freedom-loving American. Thank you to everybody that's been joining us and praying for us and sending all the nice messages. Thank you all for doing that. It means a lot to myself, means a lot to Victoria and the whole team here. Travis really likes to get messages about his production. capabilities and everything that looks well online and sounds well online. So send Travis a note too. And you can do that at Patriot Radio US on Facebook. You can also go to Podbean. You can go to Amazon, Spotify, and iTunes. And remember, we are replayed across the entire American Christian Network, Eastern Washington, North Idaho, and Western Montana and beyond. Every Tuesday and Thursday at 9 o'clock, this show is replayed. All right, it's my honor to bring on once again the infamous Alex Newman, one of the best reporters in America. He has uncovered so much, and there's so much to talk about with what's happening. Stuff you wrote about 3 years ago now is coming to fruition. It seems like it's accelerating right now. Alex, it's great to have you back on Patriot Radio. What do you think? I mean, doesn't it feel like it's speeding up?
Well, first of all, it's great to be with you, Matt. It's an honor to be on your show. Thank you very much for having me. And yes, it is accelerating. I think the establishment, the deep state, the diabolical maniacs determined to crush our freedom and overthrow our country and our system of government and build their one world order that they talk about so frequently these days, they are now in a race against time. They realize that if they don't act now, too many people are going to wake up and they are going to end up in some very serious trouble. And, you know, all they have to do is look at the chart. They just have to look at the math. They have to look at the graphs and say, okay, at this rate, if Americans and people around the world continue waking up at this rate, there will be a critical mass and it'll be, you know, 80-90% of the population that will realize what's going on here by the year, I don't know, pick a date, 2027. And so if we don't move now, we're all going to end up behind bars. And so we better act quickly. So I think that's where they're at now. As Robert Welch used to say, when they get closer to the goal, they're going to have to be doing the equivalent of running through the streets naked. And right now they're running through the streets naked. So,
yeah, I mean, literally the emperor has no clothes and he is running toward the finish line right now. You're an award-winning journalist, educator, author, and consultant. You've written for Epoch Times. You've written for WorldNet Daily, New American. You're the CEO of Liberty Sentinel Media. You've made your life about getting the truth out. And right now, as these people run naked to the finish line, they're being exposed, and so are their globalist and their Satanist ties are being exposed for everyone to see irrefutably. Like you to comment a little bit on the cabal that is coming against this country, and then let's talk about this unstoppable pushback that's also happening.
Well, thank you, Matt. And yes, this is what I've dedicated virtually my entire career to, is exposing and stopping these maniacs by publishing the truth about them, by informing the American people and people around the world of the facts. And I figure once people have the facts, they'll be in a much better position to resist this evil and to stop this evil. So to talk about the cabal, the deep state, the insiders, the establishment, whatever people want to call it, it's a long and complex subject, but I think you can begin with some very simple truisms that will help understand and make clear what we're dealing with. And I always say the first and most important thing to understand is that their commander-in-chief is Satan, literally. It's not just a figure of speech. This is diabolical. At the highest levels, these people take their orders from the Prince of Darkness himself. And you can see that from the fruit, right? The fruit is very clear. The fruit is mass murder. It's torture. It's gulags. It's starvation. It's a slavery. It's the destruction of freedom. These are all things that are very clearly associated throughout the Bible with the work of Satan, the work of the devil. And if you actually look closely, if you listen carefully to some of the people at the highest levels, they don't even shy away from this all the time. I mean, now more and more they're flashing symbols that they know to be satanic and that we know to be satanic. Honestly, the Bible should have made this all clear to Christians thousands of years ago. There's nothing new here, that Satan is roaming around seeking whom he may devour, using lies and murder as tools. So none of this is new, and the Bible has talked about this for, again, thousands of years. If you go to the book of Psalms, Psalm 2 tells us that the kings of the earth are conspiring together against the Lord and against his anointed one, that, of course, being Jesus Christ, who at that time when that was written was still coming. And so this is not a new issue, that the very, very powerful, the self-proclaimed elites, world rulers, are under the authority of Satan. When you read your Bible, you see that there are two kingdoms. There are two kingdoms that exist in parallel on this earth. There is the kingdom of darkness, the kingdom of Satan, and then there is God's kingdom, which is ultimately going to triumph. And the fact that these people are consciously working toward evil objectives, I think, needs to be crystal clear at this point. You really have to be putting your head in the sand to avoid coming to that obvious conclusion. And so once you start with that as the foundation, the rest is not nearly as significant. I mean, I could name names all day of people and organizations that are critical to these operations. In fact, I wrote a whole book about it, the deep state, the invisible government behind the scenes. But here in America, we've got the Council on Foreign Relations. We've got the Trilateral Commission, which brings in Canadians, Europeans, and Japanese. We have the Bilderberg Group, which brings in Americans and Europeans, and now increasingly even Chinese and Russians and Turks. You've got, even at a broader level, you've got global organizations that operate in this regard. You've got actual secret societies that, you know, don't have websites and don't have addresses that you can send a letter to. You know, they have the Tomb, which is the headquarters of the Skull and Bones Society at Yale. Very, very influential secret society with even, quote unquote, conservative luminaries like William Buckley, George W. Bush, George H.W. Bush. You know, there's lots of these individuals who are associated with it. We've got the Bohemian Grove out in Northern California. So there's a lot of these organizations that you can name and a lot of individuals. But the key thing to understand is that this is diabolical. God is going to crush them. He is going to destroy them. If they don't repent, they are going to be in for a world of hurt. But I think that kind of sums it up, Matt.
I think so, too. Let's talk about the opposite, what's happening. I have never seen such a groundswell. This dwarfs the groundswell when I first got involved with politics and everything back in 2008. This dwarfs that groundswell right now. We're seeing it happen across the country. There are people spontaneously organizing and becoming very effective at putting the truth out. There are still some people that are getting a little bit confused by the mainstream, the establishment Republicans who are intentionally trying to look one way when they're really another. We're seeing this happen, though, in America. It has been a positive thing I've seen over the last couple of months that's growing. Talk a little bit about what you're seeing and why you think this movement is unstoppable.
Well, ultimately, this movement is unstoppable because ultimately it is a move of God, and God uses human instruments and vessels as his tools. And so ultimately, there will be no stopping this. I mean, if you read even the prophecies, it is absolutely crystal clear that Satan and his kingdom and all of his evil deeds are going down. But in the here and now, in America, we see something that is certainly unprecedented in my lifetime. It may be unprecedented going clear back to the, you know, mid-1700s when we had the Great Awakening. We had a revival where Americans were once again packing the churches and the Word of God was being preached, and evil and the darkness was being rolled back. And our founding fathers, of course, were children during this time. And we saw what happened next, right? They ended up creating the greatest, freest nation in the history of the world, based firmly on biblical principles. And we may be in another moment like that. I don't know that we are, but we certainly see the signs and the symptoms of it. So what we see now is good news on a lot of fronts. You know, I'll start with the most basic level. I would say the most important tool of these fanatics for bringing people under their influence is the public school system, because they need these people to be dumbed down. They need them to be impervious to logic, to reason, to evidence, to clear thinking, because if these people could read, if these people could think, if these people could use logic and detect logical fallacies and put two and two together, the whole empire built on lies would instantly crumble. And so what we're seeing now in the schools, I think, is such good news, Matt, that depending on whose data you use, the Census Bureau says the population of homeschoolers more than doubled in a 1-year period. So we probably have other data show an increase in homeschooling of about 300%. So somewhere between a doubling and a 300% increase, we have millions of families who have fled the public school system.
I want to just stop you right there and share what happened in Washington, because you may not know, 55,000 students left the public school, the government school system, this year alone. It's going to cost them, the estimates are about $500 million. It's absolutely incredible. And those are their numbers. So it's got to be way higher than that. But I just wanted to share that encouraging news with you, too.
Well, thank you, Matt. And that is happening all across America. It's happening in red states, blue states. Here in Florida, according to the Census Bureau's data, more than 20% of our families with school-age children are now homeschooling. You add to that another 15, 16% that are in Christian schools, private schools, things like that. We're talking well over a third of Florida's children are now safe from the indoctrination. And I tell people, you can put one homeschooler up against 10 victims of government schools. The homeschooler will win every time. They're smarter. They're better educated. They're faster thinkers. They're winning all the spelling bees, the science fairs. So I really like those odds. The implications of this, the reverberations of this, are going to be felt for decades to come, Matt. The significance of this cannot be overstated. This is so huge. It's earth-shattering. Each of these kids now has the potential to become the next George Washington, a highly educated, critical thinking, God-fearing, liberty-loving, patriotic American, versus, you know, very unfortunately, the kids who are being dumbed down and literally destroyed in the government schools. So we can start with that and say this is incredible news, Matt. This the good that is going to come out of this is going to be incalculable. Again, it's going to be felt centuries from now if the world is still around and we haven't destroyed ourselves or God hasn't come and sorted it all out. So this is very good news. But even at the adult level, we're seeing an awakening that, again, is unprecedented. We see people seeing through the lies. We see people coming together from across the political spectrum. I just had Robert F. Kennedy Jr. on my show last week. And, I mean, this guy, you know, way far to the left. He's a big-time Democrat. He comes from a big-time Democrat family, very, very liberal on most issues. And yet he's talking about how Fauci and Bill Gates and this cabal of sick, wicked, evil lunatic totalitarians are using this COVID pandemic to enslave us all. So, you know, even the partisan differences and the differences on the role of government and things like this now are becoming less significant as Americans from across the spectrum, from across different beliefs and different all the different divisions that they've inserted for us to argue about, come together and realize, hey, we're dealing with a clear, definable enemy that wants to make us into slaves or dead bodies. And so this is really encouraging, Matt, that so many people are waking up. And I tell people, a simple test that you can do in your own community, and I do this all over the country, just talk to normal people, right? I mean, right. You and I, Matt, and a lot of other people who listen to the show, we're kind of the political junkies. You know, we're always looking at what's in the news and all that. But just go talk to normal people. Talk to the plumbers. Talk to the taxi drivers. Talk to the waitress. Talk to the Uber driver who takes you to the airport. Just talk to these people. And what you'll find is they know the elections are rigged. They know the COVID is a giant scam on us. They know that these vaccines, so-called, are bad news. So people are waking up. And I think now we've reached a critical mass. I don't think there's any way they can stop this, even if they shut down the internet. No matter what they do, they've lost control of the narrative.
That's the key right there. They have lost control of the narrative, and there is no way they're going to get it back. There is a decentralization of information dissemination right now. And I know that sounds really fancy. We basically can get information completely around the legacy media, the mainstream media, and get it directly to the people, get the truth to the folks, and they just can't win it. They cannot win that. And I want you to talk a little bit as a senior editor at the New American Magazine. You guys have kind of compiled this America First movement, this wake up in something called Trump World. Could you tell the listeners a little bit about what that is?
Well, thank you, Matt. We're really excited about this. It's a collector's edition bookazine. So it's not a traditional issue of the New American Magazine, which comes out twice every month, but it's a very special document. It's not quite a magazine. It's not quite a book, but it'll be sold at newsstands nationwide. And it's not just about Trump per se. It's about what we call Trump World, which is everything around Trump, the movement. You know, not necessarily that he created, but the movement that he capitalized on, the movement that he harnessed to take himself into the White House. And so, you know, it's not a giant apologetic for Donald Trump. We're honest about the places where he could have done better, should have done better, the places where he seems to have been duped by his advisors. But it's a very comprehensive piece. We have articles by William F. Jasper on Trumping the deep state. What I did for this issue, I did a timeline. So I went through all the key events of the Trump presidency and even the after and before the presidency with the campaigns and all of that, showing some of, I mean, it really was an unprecedented presidency. And I think whether people love him or hate him, he did a lot of good for America, first of all, by exposing the fake media, by showing Americans that there was this deep state cabal, right? A lot of the things that you and I talk about, Matt, that you and I have known for years, they sounded outrageous to regular run-of-the-mill conservative Republicans, even 6 years ago. But because of Donald Trump, it's now suddenly common knowledge among mainstream America, you know, everyday Joes. So what we show is the significance of this Trump world, this movement that he created, and how it's going to have long-term positive implications for the United States. You know, even if you disagree with a policy here or a tweet there, or even if you don't like Trump as a person, all of that is fine and well. But this Trump world movement around him and with him is going to be incredibly significant for our country. So we hope people will get this. It's a really great Christmas gift, and you can give them to people in your family, people who may have liked Trump but may not have gone really deep into it. It's available at shopjbs.org, and it'll also be available on newsstands all across the country. If it's not there yet, it will be there very soon. So
I want to get your take on a couple of other things as well. There's a lot of good things coming out of a Florida governor down there, but I'm always very cautious with these things, and I always kind of wait and evaluate over time. What's your analysis of what's happening down in Florida with the governor? He seems to be right on not everything, but right on quite a bit. It seems like Florida is becoming freer.
Florida is becoming freer. And, you know, I live in Florida now. I'm very pleased. I wouldn't want to live in any other state at this moment. It's a great place to be. Our governor has actually been very bold in calling for bills to nullify these unconstitutional power grabs, and they've done it. We got a lot of rhinos in the legislature, and I know you guys in Washington State know all about rhinos, but we have a lot of them here as well. We call them Jeb Bush Republicans. But because of pressure from Ron DeSantis, they have done the right thing. And so just a couple weeks ago, they passed a wonderful piece of legislation, not perfect. You know, there's certainly room for improvement, but a great piece of legislation fining companies huge money, $50,000, if they fire their employees for not taking a vaccine. So this is a direct nullification bill attacking Biden's illegitimate mandate, and it forces companies based in Florida to choose. Do you want to go up against Florida and pay a $50,000 fine per employee that you fire because of this idiotic Biden mandate, or are you going to take on OSHA? So it's a really great thing that's happening here. We're proud of our governor. Like you, you know, I always take a skeptical eye with politicians. You might be the one exception because, you know, I know you and you're a good guy. But, you know, the Bible says don't put your trust in men. Don't put your trust in princes. And, of course, that includes Florida governors. So we're not going to put our trust in the governor, but he's doing great things. And I can tell you, when he was a congressman, I spent a lot of time in his office and haranguing him about votes that were, shall we say, less than constitutional. And he seems to have learned quite a bit. And actually, the chairman of our Republican Party here was a longtime bircher. And I was going to do a big email blast on Ron DeSantis because he had voted wrong on a couple of key issues. And he calls me and he says, Alex, don't do it. Don't do it. Look, I've known Ron for a really long time, and you don't understand. He's a great guy. He's on our side. You don't want to do this. Trust me. You know, he had to take those votes, but just trust me. So I took his word for it, and I didn't end up sending out that email blast. And he's not perfect, but I'll tell you, he is, in my opinion, by far the best governor so far. And let's hope that that continues. Let's hope it's not all just politics because he knows it's going to play well. Let's hope that this is really coming out of principle. But I've been very pleased right now, and I'll tell you, he is really, really popular here, man.
Yeah, it sounds like it. Another thing I want to get your take on is the charges against Bill Gates in India. I know that kind of makes a great headline and all that, but I just find it interesting that there's because it was at a fairly high level that there are folks waking up enough to maybe start holding people accountable.
And I hope that's what we're going to see. You know, we had David Martin, Dr. David Martin, at our most recent Red Pill Expo. I just had him on the show. We'll be airing that interview very soon here. And he's been working, he says, with state attorneys general who have been looking at this. And he has evidence from the patent record, which is his area of specialty, showing actual criminal activity. And so he says that several of these state attorneys general have expressed interest in possible charges and looking at this evidence as it relates to these vaccines, the so-called vaccines. I need to keep emphasizing these are not vaccines in the traditional sense, but these so-called vaccines and the things going on with COVID. So I figure it's going to be a matter of time. At this point, there's too many people awake. There's too many doctors who know the truth. A lot of them are too terrified to speak out right now. They're worried they're going to lose their medical license. But there's too many people who are speaking out. There's too many politicians who know for this to be able to proceed indefinitely. So I think at some point, whether it's a case in India or whether it's some European court that ends up having charges filed there, or whether it's some state in America that takes the lead, at some point, this information is going to have to come out. And I've been saying this almost from the start. We're going to have another Nuremberg. There are so many people involved here who are criminally responsible for this disaster. And it's not an option to just say, oh, well, you guys were just dumb. You didn't know what you were doing. We're just going to let you go. We absolutely can't do that. We need to have another Nuremberg where everybody responsible is held accountable. Following orders is not a legitimate excuse. It's not going to get you out of trouble. And we need to make clear that there is going to be accountability when you murder people, when you willingly deprive people of informed consent, when you force experimental treatments on people that they don't want. There has to be consequences for this. And I'll tell you, I think they're getting nervous, Matt. I don't know if you've seen, but Dr. Fauci and the head of the NIH, they've been saying, hey, we're going to have to hold people accountable who are spreading misinformation. I think they're getting nervous. By misinformation, they mean the truth. And I think they're worried that the walls are closing in.
I think that, the dam's breaking. And I think as soon as the dam breaks, you're going to have all these people come forward and it's just going to be absolutely overwhelming. You know, even the New England Journal of Medicine is coming out and saying, natural immunity is more effective by their own statistics, for goodness sakes. So I think, we're right on the verge of something really happening, and it's going to be the information war that is going on right now that is going to win this. You're a part of it. You've been a part of it for a very long time. And Alex, in the last 3 minutes that we have left, where can people go to find out more information about these things, learn the truth, and read more from you?
Well, thenewamerican.com is a great place. I'm the senior editor at The New American Magazine. If people are not yet subscribed to our free daily headlines, you can just go sign up right there. If you're not yet subscribed to the print magazine, which they can't censor, you can sign up right there. Also, if you want to get this bookazine, Trump World, go to shopjbs.org or find it on newsstands. It's a great, great tool that we think people will find very useful. My personal website is libertysentinel.org. That's liberty, S-E-N-T-I-N-E-L.org. You can get my books and my DVDs there. And then I write for a lot of different publications across the United States, including the Epoch Times, the Law Enforcement Intelligence Brief. I'm a columnist at the Illinois Family Institute. So all of that can be found online. But I'd say go to thenewamerican.com. And if you want to sign up for my personal newsletter, which I send out every couple of weeks, it's at libertysentinel.org.
Alex Newman, I really appreciate you being on Patriot Radio today. You did a great interview recently with the real Anthony Fauci. If you could give a little snippet from that interview that stood out to you with RFK Jr.
Well, what really stood out to me, Matt, is how he seems to have seen the light now. He points out in this thing that what we're seeing here is the controlled demolition of self-government. He calls it democracy, but what he's really talking about is self-government and freedom. And he says what we're witnessing here is the controlled demolition of that. These people have to be stopped. And he gives information on Anthony Fauci's past, which people don't know about, but people need to know about. It's a great interview, and I encourage people to watch it. You can find that at thenewamerican.com.
Awesome. Alex Newman, thank you very much. Once again, keep up the fight. God bless you and your family.
God bless you, too. Thank you so much, Matt. Take care.
All right. Alex Newman, senior editor of The New American, thenewamerican.com. Also, Liberty Sentinel Media. If you want to go to that, it's libertysentinel.org. And he writes for a whole bunch of different publications, including Epoch Times. One of the best investigative reporters in this country right now, doing a fantastic job getting to the truth. And his new interview with RFK Jr. on Dr. Anthony Fauci Absolute must watch. Take a look at it, read it, and share it with your friends and family. There's a lot of people over this Thanksgiving who had their eyes opened. Don't let that just sit. Follow up with more truth with them. Keep talking with them. Keep loving on them. Keep showing them where the Marxists in this country are trying to take the country down and what we can do to fight back, and that they're not alone. There are millions of Americans standing up right now. My goodness, there's teachers, principals even, locally here, that are standing up and saying enough is enough. Courage is contagious. The more we stand up, the more we resist tyranny, the more people who are going to stand up and join the ranks, the dam is about to burst. And when it does, we need to make sure that this never happens again in America and that those who did this are held accountable. Help spread the word. Go to Patriot Radio US. You can find us also on Gab, Getter, MeWe, all of these, at Matt Shea. We're going to be pushing into the real social media here in the next little while. So pay attention for that. Share those with your friends and family. So if Facebook censors, Twitter censors, they can go immediately to Gab. They can go immediately to Getter. Then go immediately to Parler and find us there. Find the links there as well. I want to just encourage everybody watching right now. We are expanding dramatically the viewership, the listenership here. It's not just Patriot Radio. It's also our good friends, Gabe and Caleb over at Church and State. And we have more shows to come, folks. It's not going to stop here. And I want you to know we will quite literally go to the ends of the earth to get the truth to the ends of the earth. We make that commitment to you. So share this as far as you can. Don't hold it back. And understand, we're all in this together as Americans and as Christians. More importantly, we walk in victory. We are victorious. This is Matt Shea. Thank you once again for joining me on Patriot Radio today. May God bless all of you. And may he make this generation the greatest one. Keep up the fight.